Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we are talking about the slogan, Don't Mess with Texas. There are a lot of phrases in Texas, and there are certain ones that everybody knows. There's come and take it, remember the Alamo, and depending on your football alliance, a variety of football chants. I have friends who are diehard UT, Aggie, and Tech fans, so I am not picking a side here because I don't want to die. Anyway, there is one phrase that's become very popular even outside the borders of Texas, and that phrase is, don't mess with Texas. It sounds super tough, right? Like we are ready for a fight. But here's the thing, that phrase isn't about fighting, that phrase is about trash. The popular slogan was actually created by the Texas Department of Transportation for an anti-littering campaign. So it's about the mid-1980s, and Texas had a huge trash problem. Every year, the Texas Department of Transportation found themselves spending about $20 million to pick up trash along Texas highways. And what was worse, it was not slowing down. According to Smithsonian Magazine, the amount of trash was actually increasing by 17% year over year. Tim McClure worked with GSD&M in Austin, and both he and the rest of his advertising team were stuck. Previous attempts to curtail littering in Texas had failed dramatically, and again, that trash problem was getting worse and worse. So one day, McClure is on a walk around his neighborhood. He's very frustrated, and he sees a huge mess. And he remembers his mother's exasperation about cleaning his room. While Texans at the time didn't use the phrase litter, they sure as heck said mess quite a bit. And this I can confirm from having neighbors who would say, yeah, my kid is a mess. He is an M-E-S-S mess. It's legit, okay? While Texans, you know, would fight something like litter, a battle cry like don't mess with Texas was just the ticket. Trash researcher Daniel B. Styrick found that the majority of the perpetrators were men between the ages of 16 and 24. With that group turning into the main focus, the advertising agency started to leave bumper stickers with the slogan at restaurants, gas stations, and truck stops, but they didn't leave any specifics to say what the campaign was for. This was done intentionally. That slogan looked tough. Who wouldn't want to put that on their pickup, right? On January 1st, 1986, during the Cotton Bowl, the very first inclinations of what that advertising meant were explained. At this football game, A&M fans were focusing on watching their team take Auburn down, but they were surprised to see beloved Texas musician Stevie Ray Vaughan playing in front of a huge Texas flag on a commercial, and a narrator describing to the audience that littering was illegal and very expensive for Texas. As the commercial came to an end, Vaughn told viewers, "Don't mess with Texas." Boom. People loved the commercial. They loved it so much they started calling their local television stations to ask if they'd replay that music video. Pretty soon, there were even more commercials with famous people like athletes and singers. We have commercials with Willie Nelson, Lyle Lovett, Leon Rimes, Kevin Fowler, Jack Ingram, and even more modern ones today. The best part? This campaign worked, and it worked brilliantly. No one wanted to go against Texas. A year later, littering was down by 29%. And by 1990, littering was down 72% from 1986. George W. Bush even used the phrase during his campaign in the year 2000. The phrase became so popular and has been adapted so many times that in 2002, the Texas Department of Transportation actually trademarked the phrase. Today, you can buy shirts, trash barrels, hats, ornaments, and even neck pillows. The phrase has even been inducted into the Advertising Hall of Fame. And yes, with that, you know, trademark, there have been a lot of cease and desist letters, including one against a romance novel by a writer named Christy Craig, which was called Don't Mess with Texas and has been now renamed to Only in Texas. This has also happened for a few people who say, like, don't mess with Texas women, that kind of thing. As of 2021, so this year, the campaign is going to be 36 years old, and it shows no signs of slowing down. And just remember all, don't mess with Texas.